Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. We are in our third day of a new series called We Are Called to Be Prophets. Having a good time with it already. We've had two interesting the last couple of days. We set up the premise that God says in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 14, I want you to desire to assist each other with encouragement, comfort, and instruction for the purpose of following my will. You need to do that in community, which is the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. And how do we assist each other? Which means, you know, primarily you look at those around you. So you and your spouse, if you're single, you and a good friend or two, build an inner circle mm-hmm. of people that are participating with you by invitation. Is, you know, would you walk with me as I try to seek and confirm God's will and let me speak to you in that same way? And, mm-hmm. and the only requirement is I don't want you to tell me what to do or to even, you know, what I call use the God card, which is, well, I've got a prophetic word and you better follow it. And,
right.
And I'm telling you the answer, as opposed to here's what I'm hearing God say, let's process that together. You know, so we're going to learn how to do that in a healthy way. We don't want you to turn out because, well, I'm not a prophet. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter to me. Is no, we want to show you the beauty of you are called to be part of the prophetic process. And we all have these abilities to do it because we have the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be fun. Last two times we've talked about, interesting enough, a couple of questions that came up of what about God's will and his promises and are they guaranteed? And we talked about that biblically. And then what about the weather? And is it, you know, an attack of Satan, general adversity? You know, what is it? And we talked about that because, and we're kind of serving this role, you know, of, you know, we're part of the body. And so here's, go to these truths in scripture. And now what we don't do on this, you know, broadcast is we can't finish that, so to speak, because now that person or those people that are processing that, thank you for providing some truth and input into it. I've got to now walk that through personally. And by the way, mm-hmm. if they came back to us and said, could you help me now with blah, 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 I have a specific thing, we would. You know, mm-hmm. and we're serving in that role and want to serve in that role. And the neat thing about the prophetic is that if I approach it in a healthy way, it's very enjoyable mm-hmm. to walk together into God's answer, which is fantastic and fun. And then two is I don't take on too much burden with that. Mm-hmm. I don't have to set you straight. I don't want you to follow my instruction. I'm just going to contribute in a very fun, enjoyable way, knowing that God will get us the answer.
Right. It's really leading them back to Jesus' feet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
encouraging and leading and sometimes guiding with scriptures and truths to get them started really processing with God themselves on this.
Yeah. Yeah. And it takes a humility about it so that, you know, as Linda and I think about God's will, if I thought, well, I'm more spiritual than you, I'm going to completely miss the opportunity to enjoy walking together.
Right.
With a humility is your Holy Spirit and process with the Holy Spirit is not inferior. Mm-hmm. It's really a beautiful opportunity for me to process with you, you process with me. And if somebody else in my inner circle says, you know, hey, I'd like to challenge you on something here, or I'd like you to receive it. It's not like, well, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's rather, okay, I'll pay attention to it. Now their viewpoint isn't, I think you should go do what I want. Rather, mm-hmm. I think I'm hearing something from God that I'd like you to consider. And answer is, of course. You know, why not? And they don't even have to be right. It's just keep going, keep going, keep going. God will get you there. Don't worry. Why would I not see?
Right.
So it's a beautiful thing. So as we talk about this aspect of, you know, we're all called to be prophets, it's based on an interesting truth that generally people don't grasp. So we have to start with this. So let's go to Genesis 1. verses 1 to 2, and then jump to 31, and then chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. And go ahead and read all these verses, and let's see. It's a really interesting little by the way.
Sure. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And then 131 says, yeah. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And then 2:1-3. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the host of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work, which God had created and made.
Okay, so this is funny. This is the very first statement of Scripture. In the beginning, it says God created what?
The heaven and the earth.
Heaven and earth. He created heaven and earth. Okay, now, when we think of God, we know that he's eternal.
Mm-hmm.
Alpha and Omega, always was, which is, we can't fathom that.
Mm-hmm.
Always will be and is eternal. He created heaven and earth. Now, we all know and believe, if we're true, and it didn't just happen by chance. Okay, great, he created earth. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we get that. What doesn't say that? It says heaven and earth. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's an interesting question. Well, prior to that, where was he?
Right.
See, he was in a spiritual dimension that, see, we would think, well, he was in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And he created earth, and he's up in heaven. And when we die, we get to go be with him in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, well, actually, I was already in a spiritual dimension, and I was spiritual, and I spoke this into existence. What? Heaven and earth.
Right.
So that the understanding as we go into the prophetic is that heaven and earth are a unit.
Mm.
And there's a spiritual dimension to our life. It's not just physical earth and the natural earth. It's that we are living in both places. We're living in the heavenlies now while we're living in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains that God says, I brought my kingdom to have you live in my kingdom while you're in the natural. So, and we talked even yesterday when we talked about Satan's dominion over the weather. Is that, you know, you're living in a fallen world that's controlled by the enemy of kill, steal, and destroy. And you're subject to all of those natural things that are trying to thwart the beauty of my will. But you can live with me in the kingdom, in the spiritual realm, which is in the heavenlies, that are a unit, and it's a spiritual dimension in a physical life, and you can work in both. And he says, I finished it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's good. It's all beautiful, and it's all good. And you have an opportunity in the prophetic, see, is to connect with him in the spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of gives us what it feels like. And that is, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to speak to you. I'm going to declare things that I want you to then follow into the fulfillment of the promise or the fulfillment of what I have to do in the natural. But it starts with the spiritual and speaking into it, which is really what the prophetic's all about, is, you know, give me a heads up of what's to come and help me pay attention and bring truth, spiritual truth and power to the situation that I'm facing. And he said, that's how I created it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to join me in that. Okay, if you'd go over to, and this is interesting, go over to Revelation 21, 1 to 4. So we've read Genesis 1. And we're going to read the end of Revelation. Read Revelation 21:1-4.
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.
Yeah. So, okay, now he said Genesis 1, created heaven and earth, gave it to man. Adam and Eve, I give you dominion. This is in Genesis 1:26. I give you dominion for authority over that earth. They were told, if you eat of that tree, you will surely die and everything will change. And they, you know, they unfortunately ate of it and they lost their spiritual connectivity that had to be now set up with being reborn. And they had developed what's called a sin nature of, I can't be perfect. So the only remedy is that I have to receive what Christ did for me on the cross to, you know, live a life now redeemed with him and choose daily to surrender my will to him and live in the kingdom. And then entropy happened at the same time with the physical earth. Interesting enough, now think about this, is really clever and profound. Entropy happens on earth.
Right.
It's part of the very earth that we're part of. That it's kill, steal, and destroy. Everything is going to destruction, and we can appreciate that because we experience it.
We see it, yes.
Okay, now, does entropy happen in the heavenlies?
Good question.
Yeah, no, because there's everything about the heavenly is all about the power, the might, the perfection, the joy, the life of God, which was, by the way, the original setup, which was the heavenly and the earth were a unit of perfection.
Right.
So, and there wasn't any entropy. Yeah.
Can I ask this? Then if you look at verse one, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. If there is no entropy in heaven per se, why does there need to be a new heaven and a
okay.
new earth?
Okay. Exactly. That's the point is that, okay, what happens to the earth and the heavenly and the earth that we're part of today? He says it in the Revelation. What happens to it?
Well, a new one. We're given a new one. It passes
away. Because it's destroyed. Okay. Now, he destroys the new heaven or the old heaven and new earth that are a unit. And because we are part of the entropy of the earth piece of it, is he destroys everything about it because it's a unit. It's not separate. It's not there's heaven and there's this awful earth. It's a unit. And think of the cool thing about it is that in this very difficult place of the world that's problematic, I have a spiritual dimension that I have access to that can overcome this very difficult place because I can function in both places.
Really walking in the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
That's how we refer to it.
Yeah. And he says, so when I destroy the unit, I destroy both heaven and earth. That's the unit dominated by the physical earth. And I create a new heaven and earth. So I don't, by the way, and this is important because it helps us understand things. Does he say, I'm going to make the current earth better?
No.
No?
As much as we want that to be the answer.
Yeah. And that's why even when we talked yesterday about weather, he said, well, I don't make it better. It's going to constantly be a problem. It's part of the fallen physical earth that is part of destruction, and weather is a big piece of that. But I will not make it better, but I will destroy it. It'll go away, and all of that fallen entropy, including the connection to the spiritual of that world, will be gone. Hey, I'm going to create a new one. Okay, now think about that. And he even says it, no more tears, no more pain.
No more sorrow, yeah.
No more sorrow. It's completely redone with zero impact by the enemy because he's not there. And the entropy of the world is gone because why? I create a new one. But it's both heaven and earth. So you'll both return to a spiritual place. And by the way, you know, when we die, see, we go into that spiritual place. But interesting enough, in eternity, where do we return to? A new earth.
Right.
Physical earth will be spiritual and physical at the same time. There will be government. There will be organization. There will be business. There'll be progression. It's going to be a really wonderful place. And everybody there will now be believers following God. And there won't be a need to choose. We've already made the choice.
Right.
And we all get to live in eternity back into a very progressive way. There will not be reproduction, but rather the joy of all of us living out together. And there'll be millions of people that we get to be with on a new physical earth, and it'll be nothing but spectacular. So he says, as I help you with the prophetic, it's touching and receiving you living in that heavenly that will be directed toward answers of the physical world that you're part of, which is a fallen world. And he said, hey, there's good news about that. First of all, one, I've overcome it.
Right.
I can resolve every issue you got. Now, I'm not going to eliminate the difficulties of the world. I'm not going to have you be exempt from it. I'm not pulling you out of it. You're going to be in it. Actually, he says this is in John 17, I'm sending you into that place to bring about the prophetic truth into those scenarios that you need to. Hey, guess what? In the future, and we may be, maybe we're headed toward that now because of what's happening in the world. Ultimately, and this is, by the way, there's 1,000 years of living on this earth without the enemy being available because he's locked up. And it's not that the, interesting enough, and this is you know, kind of an interesting question. When we start the millennium, and this is after the Battle of Armageddon, and Christ has returned, and he's physically here on earth with us who's returning, and the Jews start reproducing and taking back over the earth, will there be weather issues? Yeah.
Interesting.
We're still part of that world. See, now will it be an attack by the enemy? No, because he won't be around. But we'll still be subject to the entropy of the world because he doesn't destroy it. He just says, I'm gonna have you live easier in a place because I'll be here and you'll be desiring to follow me. And I have answers for that. And the saints that are going to come back with me are going to help manage it and help lead it all, you know. And, but it doesn't eliminate the still the nature of the world. And by the way, this is interesting. So let's say that Christ returns, the Jews start to procreate again and repopulate the earth and have children. Do those children have sin natures?
I would assume yes.
Yes, because they're coming out of the human condition. What's required for those children who have sin natures?
Still salvation.
And they have to choose.
Yeah.
Now, it'll be way easier. Why? Well, Christ will physically be here. We will be here. You'll see the supernatural all the time. It'll be way easier to say yes to it. And you won't have an enemy functioning at the moment to work against you to try to have you be thwarted from it. So that the ease, but it doesn't eliminate the requirement that I still have to choose and be born again.
Right.
And I still have to, what, daily deny self, take up the cross and follow him. And I'll have to make that choice every single day. Now, at the end of the 1,000 years, and this is why we can understand this, the enemy is released again. And he will try to work to thwart God's will. And there will be people who will say, I don't believe what God is saying to me, even though he's personally here. And there will be some that won't become believers, because why? The requirement hasn't changed. The earth hasn't changed. The dynamic hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed is that Christ is now here, and we'll have visibility to that. And so when he says, come and follow me, it's not me telling you, it's just listen to him. And he's doing all these great, cool things. And then two is that they still have to receive Christ in a fallen world. The enemy is released at the end to see the impact of people's choices and faith. And then ultimately, at the end of that 1,000 years, he destroys the heaven and the earth. Satan is gone, completely gone. And a new heaven, new earth is created in eternity that we're going to be living together in a physical way. We're spiritual bodies in this physical place. And to me, it's going to be the most phenomenal life you could ever imagine because it's not just strumming harps up in heaven. It's together, community, experiencing progression, activity. It'll be spectacular, you know, of what he does. And what he's trying to say as we look at the prophetic is, I want you to tap into the spiritual heavenly now. I can help you and your group overcome this world that you're in, and you need my answers because you can't figure it out by yourself. And I need you together. And by the way, think about this. And you've experienced this. Because you have people around you that assist you, mm-hmm. what does that do? What does that do for you?
Well, that encourages your faith. It builds your faith, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And the burden isn't on you. Mm-hmm. It's rather lets us walk together. And we're about ready to have a leader retreat. The one thing that we will experience, having people learn how to abide, how to live in the prophetic, is there's a joy to that.
Yes.
And we share stories, you know, look at what God did. Look at what God did. Look at what God did. Hey, could you help me with this? Mm-hmm. And we get to do that together. And when we come together, there's no ego of I'm trying to be better than you or to show you, you know, that I have more spirituality. It's rather we have the privilege of together mm-hmm. just walking with God. And how right. fun is this?
And it's God on display, right?
It yeah.
is just declaring his faithfulness left and right always.
Yeah, that's right. And so as we set this up is to say, well, I want you to tap into the spiritual dimension that's available to you mm-hmm. and help each other stay in the kingdom while you're walking at the same time in a fallen world, because life is problematic. Mm-hmm. And you can't figure this out on your own, but the prophetic together will help you discover my will, and it'll be best and none better. You know, mm-hmm. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for just the simplicity of it, is you created heaven and earth together. You're going to destroy it together. And as Kathy saw, like, well, if the heavenlies are not entropy, why is that destroyed? Well, because it's attached to this physical earth that is problematic. You're going to create a new one. How wonderful is that? So we just pray that we'll recognize that we have a spiritual opportunity to tap into the kingdom of God, to receive what you have to say and speak to each other the beautiful things that you want to show us. And we thank you and praise you for that in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich. And thank you, listeners, for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.